is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sharon Sarles, and we have been talking last time with Barbara Fidello, co-founder with her husband Edward, of the Christian Montessori Fellowship. And after I turned off the recording, she said so many wonderful things, I had to turn it back on. You will want to hear this. It's wonderful. And then I'm going to come back, and I'll give you her contact information and so forth. But I want to also make some very special announcements about some events coming up you will not want to miss. They're really outstanding, and would love to have your participation. Welcome to my tribe. Now, let's go back to the Minger Hotel, Barbara Fidello.
How do you live without Jesus? How do you even get up in the morning without Him? There's no reason to live without Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Training Christian Montessori teacher. She said, you know, I had a friend that was there for several years that did Montessori, and she passed away a couple years ago. I was like, oh. She said, but you know, she left some money, and I know she would want it to go to somebody.
Oh.
She said, it's $4,000, and I will send that to you.
I was just thinking, you know, what you're doing is so worthy. It really makes a difference. And then the project with the abused and exploited girls, and what better? It's good.
It's transformational.
Yeah.
God comes. And, anyhow, she said, I also have a lot of material that's been gently used, and she's already shipped down to here, San Antonio, 4 or 5 boxes, you know, sensorial equipment, practical life. And so when we come home, we pack as much as we can and take it back. And this is going to go to Tomasita's church. Tomasita's the one that, she's 64, 65 now. Never been married. But, 40-some years ago, she was at a bus stop in El Salvador. Someone handed her a tract. She became a Christian. She rode the bus in 1 hour or 2 hours every morning for 3 years and rode home and went to Bible college. Mm. So now she's a little pastora.
Yeah.
Well, we have a friend that's been missionary there for 31 years. She's now 85. And she introduced us to Pastor Tomasita, and Tomasita came to our house and saw the training center and this is what I want. Well, she started a church years ago under a tree. And then she had it to a lean-to, and she kept praying and praying. She fasts and prays all the time. And God built her a church. And she said, you know, I'll build a Christian school for Christian Montessori. And we said, well, let us see what you have. And we thought she'd have a little hole in the wall. She has a school, 2,000 square feet.
All right.
It's huge. And it's got the metal roof. It's got windows with bars on it, and but the floor was raw concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So with that 4,000, we now have a top floor.
Okay.
And then people are still donating, so we have the carpenter to build her shelves. We've got her dishwashing, cloth washing. So when we go home on February 2nd, we're going to help her set up the school now.
Okay.
And it'll be running, and to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing miraculous things. It's just...
Amen. 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 And give your address so people can send you money.
Okay. It's in my purse. We have it sent to San Antonio.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, I'll put it in the broadcast.
Okay. Make sure that we get it.
Okay.
That would be great. Yeah. It's amazing, though. I mean, $4,000. And I thought, whoa. You know, we didn't even invest that much. But, you know, we have to fly up and then pay for the conference, pay for the booth, and it costs, but we just feel like God wants us there. Mm-hmm. And we've met so many other Christians. Well, we didn't know you could do Christian Montessori. I said, oh, honey, that's the only way.
Well, the Roman Catholics have known that.
Yes.
Ever since Montessori started, mm-hmm. right? In the Met, there's a story about the bishop coming. So the Roman Catholics remember,
uh-huh.
but the rest of us can adopt this.
Exactly.
It's if it's the best,
that's
and
right.
It works for the poorest, why not?
Amen. It's His way. I have no doubt it's how he wanted us trained.
Yes.
And I feel like my parents did a pretty good job. They didn't know who Montessori was.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew how to train us kids to work. And I praise God that I love to work. I love to clean. I want everything pristine and beautiful because... And I teach the little kids that everything that we have is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to take care of it. Can you imagine how beautiful our world would be if people didn't throw trash on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they saw it, they'd pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
In El Salvador, it's just trashed. I mean, it breaks my heart. But the kids are learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take off even faster, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
When, as God opens doors, he's giving things the groundwork laid. And just the vice president's wife of El Salvador is the director of one of the government programs that oversees 190 centers there across El Salvador. And she's been in our homes 2 times now, and she loves it. Her little grandson is in a little Montessori school there, but it's not Christian, it's just Montessori. And the government, you know, is far, far left. And as far as God, they just prefer we wouldn't even talk about that, but we don't leave him out there. It doesn't matter who we're talking to. It's all about Jesus. And you know, Jesus said, let the little children come and do not hinder them. And we cannot hinder them. We have to make a way. So they hear it and hear it and hear it. And, you know, they listen. And those that are called to take it, they will. And those that aren't won't. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, good. Thank you for your work.
Okay, so let me be sure to explain in case someone joined us since last time. So I was at the Christian Montessori Conference in San Antonio, runs every year in San Antonio in January. And so Barbara answered some very basic questions for us about Montessori last time. And next time, we'll have a couple of other educators, Sharon Hunley and Lori Hyatt, from different places in the United States, who are very involved in a collegiate level teacher training program. And you'll hear their answers about Montessori, and specifically Christian Montessori. So you'll want to come back. And here we had some delightful comments I thought my Christian listeners would just love. So let me be sure you understand, they used to run a school in Dallas, but since then they have moved to El Salvador. They are retirement age. They moved to El Salvador, started a school there, and now a teacher's training program in El Salvador. So that's why there were gifts to Pastora Tamasina's church and school, and may that tribe continue both around the world and all the nations, and also in our own country, that we would, as churches, invest in missions. And I, of course, think in terms of 7M, 7 Mountain Mandate. But anyway, that we reach out to those around us and serve, both in terms of charity, but also in terms of evangelistic mission. And so if you're interested in that, stay tuned. But if you're interested in helping the Fidelos in their project, their address, well, first let me give you their website, is ChristianMontessoriFellowship.com. ChristianMontessoriFellowship.com. Montessori's name is M-O-N-T-E-S, like Sam, S like Sam, O-R-I. Dr. Montessori. Okay, Christian Montessori Fellowship. And if you'd like to write them and send them a check, 24165 IH10 West, Suite 217 to 117. That San Antonio, 78257. Yes, I have that right. At 24165 IH10 West, Suite 217 to 117, San Antonio, Texas, 78257. Of course, that's in the United States. And my heart is warmed seeing that kind of sweet number, because the Montessori College of St. Nicholas that I studied in had this kind of address, and they had actually more than one building, so they had such and such number to such and such number. Okay, and you may write to them via email. I've got fidelo@southwesternbell.net, but I recommend you check on the website. Okay, so that is Edward and Barbara Fidelo, spelled FIDELLOW. And they do have books that they make available at Cross Mountain Press. And you can go there on the net at crossmountainpress.com. Crossmountainpress.com. Okay? Lots of good resources. And plan on attending the conference. If you are a Montessorian of any sort, or if you are a, you know, an educator in a Christian school of any sort, I believe that you would find great resources there. Now, it is a small conference of very dedicated Christian Montessori teachers who know one another very well, for the most part. But they were very, very friendly to me, and warm and welcoming. And they come from all over the United States and beyond. The Fidelos are beyond, so I met Americans. But it was a great time, and San Antonio is always a great time. We went out for dinner on the Riverwalk, which is not to be missed. So I invite you in their stead. Check out their website, ChristianMontessoriFellowship.com. Okay. Now, for announcements, I have got some big things in the works. So, first off, let's talk about my homeschooling book. So you heard my testimony, and you heard that people said, Sharon, write a book, and that's why I'm on broadcast now. Well, of course, I did write the book, and it's called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. And it's a soup to nuts methodology. So you don't have to be scared of that word, but it helps you decide what methods to teach, what to use for your child, and whatever your child's learning need is, rather than simply replicating the idea of American public school, which was never designed to address special needs or individual needs or the whole child. It was designed originally to do reading, writing, arithmetic, and then it was and character, and then it was morphed to be a vocational school for non-college-bound workers, and then it was morphed to being a vehicle for social engineering from the left. Okay. So, and now we have the worst academic outcomes of the industrialized or higher-income country. Okay, we have the worst. And there are some middle-income countries that are doing far better than we are in terms of academics. And I don't hear many people crowing that they're fun either. So you might want to consider, well, what's the best way of teaching my child? And I think if you talk to homeschool mothers, you'll find that it depends upon the child. And you have this leisure that a public school teacher doesn't have to consider that particular child, because a public school teacher has, of course, to go according to the mandates as they're decided by the public, the politicians, the administration, and she has a group of children to teach. So you want to teach your child. And so there are many questions, and you want to do much more than the public school. Of course you want to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, and of course you must teach them civics, and you do well to teach them some science and good history, but you also want to include whole child learning, physical education, spiritual education. And so my book helps to do that. And you can help your special needs child without getting a label. And you can't very much do that in a public school. So I commend it to you. And yes, I took quite a few ideas from Montessori and put them in there. Because there's no better preschool STEM teaching, in my opinion. There is no better and more logical and orderly and easy and fun way of teaching reading. Of course, you do have to have some addition, in my opinion, to cover English well. You know, Montessori was Italian, and Italian is what you see is what you get, a language that is somewhat easier to learn, shall we say, in terms of spelling and pronunciation. So I have given you some help there. Some help, by the way, that I have never seen an educator use. So I think it's a very good book, and I recommend it, and it's been available. I recommend you go get it. But big news is I'm making it into a course, because reading a great big book and trying to apply it leaves some moms at a loss. And so I'm going to give you a step-by-step process with assessments, well, informal assessments, and decision-making process. And so look on the website for full information. I talked to my biggest informer, you know, my biggest advisor, a younger woman who homeschools her children, who's very close to me. You can probably figure out who this is. I said, look, what is the best way to help a mom who's got kids with problems? And she said, homeschooling. I said, really? I guess I had forgotten that. And I realized, yes, in our family, we've used homeschooling. That's been the method that has given us the most mileage, you know, getting down the road towards success for our children. And thank goodness for anyone who's willing to help. And there are so many more professionals now who are helping. But homeschooling. And she said, help the gal who's starting out homeschooling. Oh, okay, well, I can do that. And so now we'll have a step-by-step course. Go to greatshalom.org and find out all the information about it. Also, I want to announce a couple of events. So we are going to have a homeschool mothers event. It will be a sleepover in a hotel on March the 31st. This is 2017. This is going to be unlike any other homeschool event that you have been to. Maybe you've been to the conventions. This is going to be a mom pampering time, and it will be a mom to mom support time to share ideas, to pray, to have some fun, and to generally be encouraged. So that is March the 31st here in Austin in a wonderful hotel. You can drive in or fly in. It's wonderful, and it will be a small group, intimate, pampering time for homeschool mothers with the added bonus of some goody resources and support and new ideas and de-stress time. Okay, pampering time. Find out all about it at my website, www.greatshalom.org. www.great, like big, and shalom is shalom.org. You won't want to miss it. You want to be in the little band. Okay, I know you're all my tribe, but you want to be in this special time. Okay, also, last month, in February, you heard Life School's representative talking about the enormous strides they've made in a low economic, disadvantaged, mostly minority urban environment, and now it's expanded beyond that. This is a school originally started by a pastor, private school, and he discovered that this wasn't doing enough, that not all his families could afford to come to a private school, and he wanted to reach out to his young people more, and so he applied to be a charter school. And his basic principles now are part of a charter school system. We have 9 schools. They have eye-popping statistics. In a school where they have more than 50% of their students are low socioeconomic, they have a 100% retention rate, 100% graduation rate, and 2 of their high schools, 100% college acceptance rate. Nobody can come close to these stats, folks. And these are data-driven, scientifically not cooked, real statistics. They're facing the real problems, and they're solving them. And they have some very specific values, and they have really invested in teacher training. Power to them. Go back and hear that if you haven't heard it. But wouldn't you like to expand those kinds of successes? Now, they're going to expand because they're willing to partner any place, you know, expand even beyond Texas. They're looking for healthy churches to rent their building. But there are other ways, other models. And I would like to be the catalyst, even more than that, the driver of a movement to found preschools, church-affiliated preschools. Of course, I'll be happy to help you found a preschool, even if you're not a church. But I want pastors and congregational leaders to really consider this. There is strong scientific evidence that shows that the schools with the best academic performance are the church-affiliated schools. And this is true even controlling for income of the parents. And yet, we see in the state records in Texas when it comes to preschools that every decade fewer churches apply for licenses. And if you look around, you'll see that your observations match this. The Presbyterians, then the Methodists, and the Episcopalians have had their schools for a long time. And the Baptists may or may not have a school, but look down the street at the Assemblies of God, the Church of God. I don't mean to call you out, but just newer churches, newer denominations, and then certainly the independent churches that are more common to be started, who are being founded at a much higher rate at this time in the past couple of decades, they're much less likely to have preschools. So I'm not getting into a doctrinal controversy here. What I'm telling you is that if you look around, the newer churches are less likely to have preschools. And we can change that. Okay? And yes, there are significant regulatory hurdles to cross, and that's why I want to talk to you. I want to put you in touch with the very best information. I want to help you in that decision. Isn't this a good mission? Isn't this a good mission? Can you meet that mission? Can you genuinely do it? I am not suggesting that you go off half-cock. Let's go forward with a strategic plan and a tactical plan so you'll win the day. Yes? Would you like to convert more people? Would you like to disciple your neighborhood, your town, your nation? Would you like to change more lives more permanently? Would you like to reach out and serve in a charitable and long-lasting way, effective way? No matter what your goal is as a church, I would submit to you that founding a preschool is your best outreach mission. Is your best. Foreign missions, great. But most people have already had a preacher come to them and already have a church. What about a school? Yes, your kids may be wonderfully taken care of by their stay-at-home moms, but what about the kids in your city? Probably 40%, for sure, of them don't have two parents in a home, so they must be reared in a group situation. Would you like to pick the teachers? Well, that's my guess as to why the church schools come out with better academic performance is because they tend to have better teachers. But, oh, there's another argument. Maybe it's the values. Let's have a chat about that. Yes? And so you can send for free information to me. Just go to the website. Well, now you can go to www.greatshalom.org on my training and consulting one, on my political one, Government is Not a Village, which is about educational policy. Come to one of my websites. My training and consulting one is orgstrat.net for organizational strategies, orgstrat.net. Fill out the form that will get you sent a free ebook on considering this. But also, I would like to announce a pastor's meeting March the 11th in Dallas. Pastor's meeting March the 11th in Southern Dallas. Send for information. My email is info@greatshalom.org. info@greatshalom.org. So this is Sharon Sarles saying, participate with me in God's will for great shalom for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.